Welcome to the Hot Talk Show.
Yeah.
Hupu chilling with the VC. This year marks a special year for Jozi. City of Gold, Egoli. Jozi Maboning is turning 140 years. My VC.
Hoopy.
Let's go back to 1886. How was Jozi like?
Hoopy. The City of Gold. Egoli, Jozi Maboning, Joburg. The Big Boom, 1886. To be precise, July 1886.
Wow.
The Gold Rush. Let's go back to July 1886. Hoopy, before 1886, Johannesburg was basically just a quiet farm with some cows, some grass, and absolutely no crazy traffic that we see and experience every day.
No Witkoppen traffic.
No
Bayer's No Deer traffic.
No M1 rush.
No M1 rush.
No M2. No Kingsway rush. No madness. It was the ultimate peace and quiet. And then an Aussie guy, an Australian Aussie guy named George. Can you believe George?
George
Harrison stumbled upon a reef of gold on a farm called Langlacht.
Oh, Langlacht.
You know, as a fun fact, it is reported that George Harrison actually sold his claim for a mere £10.
Only £10?
Yeah. Wow. He sold, you know, his claim for £10. Now,
whole Jozi for £10.
Yeah.
A whole Maboning.
I'm telling
you. A whole Egoli.
I'm telling you.
For £10.
£10. And guess what happened?
What happened, VC?
Word got out, Hoopy. And suddenly, the world went crazy.
So this is where the gold rush started.
I'm telling you, the gold rush, you know, began. People rushed here from everywhere. I'm telling you, Britain, Australia, America, Europe. It was the original side hustle that got out of hand.
Oh, wow.
Within months, a massive tent town sprang up.
The original Zama Zama.
Yeah. These guys came from the Britain, Australia, from Britain, looking for fortune, for their fortune. And many made a lot of money here. I'm talking serious paper.
Wow.
And what happened? Just tents, mud, and a lot of desperate people digging holes, looking for gold.
Gold. The City of Gold.
Yeah, that's where it began.
That's where it began, VC. I've been wondering.
Yeah.
How did we come about to be called the University of Johannesburg?
Of course, of course, of course, Hoopy. I mean, we got our name from this great city, Johannesburg, you know. And the question is, how did this city get this name, Johannesburg? Hoopy, there are all sorts of claims, you know. You know, history books say it was named after two officials. One, Johannes Rysik.
Rysik Street. I remember there's still Rysik Street.
You're right, you know. It is reported that, you know, this city is named after one Johannes Rysik. Johannes Rysik was an acting surveyor general during the Zuid-Afrikaans Republic. And some say this is named after Christian Johannes Huber, who was, head of government office of mines. But there are all sorts of stories, you know. There are reports that, you know, there are no surviving original documents that explicitly explain the exact origins of the name Johannesburg. You know, there are some who say, look, there are several other historical figures, including the president of the Zuid Afrikaans Republic, President Paul Kruger, who shared the name Johannes, so we'll never know. But what we know is that Johannesburg It's named after one Johannes. I mean, look, Johannesburg is a famous name. Everybody knows the city, Johannesburg. The same way people know the great University of Johannesburg. I mean, who to think about it.
Yeah.
We could have been called Johannes Bosch. We could have been called George Koch.
Hoopieberg.
Hoopieberg. I mean, we had a city called Petersburg.
So the fact remains.
Yeah.
We are the University
of Johannesburg. The
University
of Johannesburg.
My VC.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about the modern Jersey experience.
Yeah.
It's a city of contradictions.
That's right, Hoopy. I mean, this is a place where you can see a Maserati driving right next to a taxi that is defying the literal laws of physics and gravity.
It's a place where just now means never.
Uh-huh.
Now.
Yeah.
Means maybe in an hour.
Uh-huh.
And a robot isn't a sci-fi machine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a traffic light where you can buy sunglasses, phone chargers, and a big bag of avocados all at the same time, VC.
Yeah. I mean, Hoopy, we are a city of hustlers.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot live in Johannesburg for 5 minutes without developing a business plan.
Oh, wow.
That's a fact.
Even
our students, they aren't just studying. They are running clothes brands, photography gigs, and tutoring networks from their residence rooms.
Mm-hmm.
That is the Josie spirit. If you cannot make it here, forget it. You can't make it anywhere in the world.
VC.
Yeah.
So.
Happy 140th anniversary, Johannesburg.
Now, VC.
Yeah.
You might have potholes.
Yeah.
And this is to Josie.
Yeah.
You might have the potholes.
Uh-huh.
Your traffic might test our spiritual patience.
Mm-hmm.
But there is absolutely nowhere else on earth with your energy, your warmth, and heart.
That's right.
Now to our students, our staff, and the whole community, the UJ community, let's keep reimagining the future of this incredible city of gold.
That's right.
Now, Happy birthday, Josie.
Josie.
140 years.
Yeah, stay golden.
Stay golden.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Josie. Happy birthday, dear Josie. Happy birthday to you.
Hip-hip. Hooray.
Whoopie.